Let's take a look now beyond the headlines with Peter Dykstra. Peter's an editor for Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org, and is on the line from Atlanta. Hey, Peter, how you doing?
Doing all right, Steve. I want to talk about the Amazon rush since we're getting on toward Christmas time. But no, we're not talking about Amazon.com. We're talking about the original, only true Amazon, the world's biggest rainforest. And in the past year, from August of 17 to July of 2018, there was an alarming rate of deforestation in the Amazon, about 3,000 square miles. To put that into perspective, that's about three times the size of the state of Rhode Island, or about a billion trees.
And a number of years ago, deforestation was decreasing in the Amazon, but this has turned around, huh?
It was, but it seems to be heading back up. In the coming years, it may head upwards dramatically even more. And of course, Jair Bolsonaro, the president-elect of Brazil, as a campaign promise, said he wanted to turn the Amazon into an even bigger agricultural juggernaut, which of course means removing all of those annoying trees.
Oh boy. Hey, so what else do you have for us today?
A little speculation about how sea level rise could cause a big wave of gentrification in the United States.
Gentrification from sea level rise? What are you talking about?
Well, think of the coastal communities that are going to be displaced if all of the projections about sea level rise hold true. You've got poor communities like Liberty City in Miami, neighborhoods in Brooklyn, small towns along the Louisiana coast, but you've also got filthy rich communities with million or multi-million dollar homes around New York City, the Jersey Shore, the New England coast, and of course, down in Florida, beautiful Mar-a-Lago.
So you're saying that when the waters rise, those rich people are going to be competing with the poorer people for new places to be?
Right. And in the real estate market, if it's rich people versus poor people, guess who gets the best land? So you'll have inland gentrification as everyone moves away from the coastline. Again, it's only speculation. There's no data to back it up, but it's something to think about and something to prepare for as one more unintended consequence of sea level rise and climate change.
And it's not just sea level rise, Peter. What about places that have really been blasted out by these intense forest fires? Those folks are looking for new homes as well.
That's right.
Hey, what do you have from the History Vaults for us this week?
We have a 30th birthday party, December 6th, 1988, the birth of the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the UN body of scientists that's considered to be the gold standard of climate science.
30 years old, huh? Boy, that happens fast.
Right, 30 years old, entering middle age. Remember, of course, that in 2007, the IPCC was 19 years old. The IPCC was a teenager when they shared the Nobel Peace Prize with Al Gore. They've been so effective that climate deniers have set up a shadow IPCC called the Non-Governmental International Panel on Climate Change, or NIPCC, to try and bamboozle a few more people into thinking that climate change isn't the problem that scientists say it is.
Indeed. Hey, Peter Dykstra is with Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org. We'll talk to you again real soon.
All right, Steve. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
And there's more on these stories at our website, loe.org.